the sounds of celebration in Burma. That is the cheer of the crowd as Burmese dissident and pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi stood outside her home, waving to thousands of her supporters. She's known locally as the Lady, and she spent 15 of the past 21 years under house arrest. In 1990, her party, the National League for Democracy, won elections that would have given her the role of prime minister. But she was already under house arrest when she won that election with 82% of parliamentary seats. The military junta also refused to recognize the election results. Her husband died of prostate cancer without being allowed to say goodbye to her in person. The Burmese government urged her to leave the country and rejoin her family, but Aung San Suu Kyi was afraid she wouldn't be allowed to return. She is released from house arrest as of this weekend. Joining us now is David Steinberg, distinguished professor of Asian studies at Georgetown University, also author of the book Burma, Myanmar, Everything You Need to Know. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to play for you this cut of Aung San Suu Kyi in an interview that she gave in 1999.
We are convinced that the nonviolent approach is the best. We are convinced that in the long run, it pays off, even if the run is actually longer because it is a nonviolent approach.
Well, do you feel that her release is evidence that the nonviolent approach has paid off for her?
No, but I think it is important, and she has had that position from the very beginning, since basically when I first met her in 1985. She's been consistent in that, even though some of her followers have not quite agreed with her.
Well, you know, she immediately went back to work. We have reports saying that she immediately went back into the offices of the NLD 2 days after she was released. Does it appear to you that she is getting ready to go right back on track, as though her house arrest didn't happen?
Well, ever since she's been released several times in the past after house arrest, she has tested the limits of how far she could go in dealing with the military. And I think that's what she's going to do now. In other words, she's going to see how far she can go in pushing her concept of democracy. It will be very, very difficult. The military will probably be very unhappy about that. Whether they would try and re-arrest her is a question. If they were to do that, that would be a major error on their part.
David Steinberg, it seems the junta in Burma is making a fairly calculated bet here. With the election more than a week ago and now the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, the Burmese government seems to believe they've reduced political pressure enough for them to release her and embark on some kind of maybe symbolic, maybe absurd reform process that they can have control over. What would that look like, and do you think that they're betting correctly?
I think that they have calculated they were going to keep her under house arrest because she could, quote, disrupt the elections until about the time of the elections. I was told this in the capital in March of 2009. The calculation is partly correct. The military have believed, I believe, since 1962, that they wanted to continue to control power either directly, as they have for many years, or indirectly, as they have from 74 to 88, and now in 2011 when the new government comes in. Her role will have to be very, very circumscribed. There are still laws about censorship and what you can put, the media can print or what's on television. These will have to be changed if we're going to have any semblance of what the military call a disciplined, flourishing democracy. But whether discipline will flourish more than democracy is a question.
All right. Well, David Steinberg of Georgetown University, let me play you a comment that Aung San Suu Kyi made in an interview with the BBC this weekend after her release.
There is so much that I want to learn about now. I want to listen to people. This is one of the first things I have to do. I want to listen to what the people want. I want to listen to what the other countries want, what they think they can do for us, what we think then that they could do for us, and work out something that's acceptable to as many people as possible.
I'm wondering, how do we interpret that comment in terms of looking at what other countries can do for her? I assume she's talking about the pro-democracy movement in Burma. Do you think that has changed, that the amount of things that other countries can do beyond sanctions?
Of course, because Burma is a highly nationalistic country, and the putting on of sanctions has not worked, because the aim of sanctions until the Obama administration came in was regime change. I have been against those sanctions, not because I'm fond of the government, but because I figured it wouldn't work. That the pressures you put on that government publicly are pressures they, in fact, must resist publicly, and therefore you get into a stalemate. One thing that we have to understand is that Aung San Suu Kyi's goals for democracy and our goals for democracy may be similar, but her goals are also nationalistic, and they are related to Burma. Our goals are both related to Burma, but they are regional and global, and so while our interests overlap, they are not always the same.
Well, you know, I want to play you one more comment that she made in which she talks about the possibility of her rearrest.
I'm not fearful, not in the sense that I think to myself, well, I won't do this or I won't do that because then they'll put me under arrest again. But I know that there's always the possibility that I might be rearrested. And it's not something that I particularly wish for, because you know, if you're placed under arrest, you can't work as much as you can when you're not under arrest.
You said that you think it would be a very stupid move on the part of the junta to rearrest her. Is situations different in that case, in that particular light, than they have been in the past?
I think so. There's a tension on Burma only, you know, when there's a crisis. Internationally, there's a great deal of attention. Now, locally, there is a considerable attention now for the first time. They're reporting her release in the newspapers that are government-controlled. So the government will be under more pressure. And they've instituted a new government that the military will control, but there will be, for the first time in 50 years, elements of opposition in that government. And we have to see what happens with that new government before we can make any real assessment.
Do you think Aung San Suu Kyi will be rearrested? Do you think she will successfully be able to revive her political party?
Her political party is dead. She may be able to revive her political party within 5 years when you have a new election. But right now, things are basically finished for the National League for Democracy, not for the movement for which they stand, but for the party as a matter of an instrument of a political process.
David Steinberg, Distinguished Professor of Asian Studies at Georgetown University, author of Burma, Myanmar, and What Everyone Needs to Know.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.